It's a bright and fairly pleasant Monday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. The only thing to complain about today is the wind. It has been gusty all day long, and the wind will be on the breezy side through at least the first part of the night. Then we'll see the wind ease up as the night moves along. And with the dry weather, the low humidity, and that gusty wind, there is an elevated threat for brush fires right now, and that's going to be the case in the coming days, as the weather pattern is going to be very slow to change. The atmosphere is in a blocking pattern, which basically means that the weather is not moving along very quickly. So there's a front stall to our west, and there's a storm south of Nova Scotia, and there's even some precipitation across portions of eastern New England today. We're just on the western fringe of some of the clouds from that storm, and of course that storm is helping to kick up the wind right now. And in this blocking pattern, the storm is drifting a bit to the west. And if you pay attention to weather around here, you know that most often storms track from west to east in some fashion. In this case, the storm is cut off from the jet stream, so it's actually nudging a bit to the west. So some of those clouds will mix with stars tonight, especially across portions of New England, though I'm not expecting the precipitation to make it into our area. That storm will then get a little bit of a kick to the east during the day tomorrow, so that means it'll be another bright day around here. A few clouds might mix in at times. It won't be as windy tomorrow, and it's going to be another fairly mild day. Temperatures should make it into the 50s to around 60 degrees, and we're going to keep things quiet through at least midweek. Temperatures on Wednesday should again make it up into the 60s, and it could trend even warmer on Thursday, as the temperatures could make a run at 70 degrees. So in these blocking patterns, if you are stuck under a storm, you'll end up with day after day of clouds and precipitation. In this case, we're stuck in a dry patch, which isn't too bad of a place to be in terms of finding nice weather to spend time outside. On the flip side, it has been fairly dry this year, and we could use some precipitation, so hopefully things correct themselves in the coming weeks. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and a few clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, cool, lows in the 30s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and a few clouds, pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear and cool, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and a few clouds, pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, mild, and pleasant, with highs in the low to mid-60s, and on Thursday, partly sunny, another warm day, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.